Welcome back to another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. This is your CTO, Kyle Parks. How we doing, Nick?
I'm good, man. How are you?
That's good. My brain... Okay, you know how my ADHD is? Well, it's not really an excuse. It's just the fact that I literally go all over the place within 3 seconds.
Well, we all do.
I know, but this one was, do I start and open the podcast with a nice belch and then start the podcast? But I was like, nope, let's be good.
Homer Simpson?
No, but it's like right there.
That's fine. Let it rip.
But it won't move.
We're real, right?
Yeah.
Let it rip, tater chip.
That's
I was drinking coffee.
Ooh.
Excuse me. All right. So I'm going to have to admit something to you.
Uh-oh.
We haven't done a podcast in many a days, and in the few that we did before this one.
About a week or so.
Yeah, the few that we did before this, I feel completely like fish out of water, out of place. My brain right now. So, okay, this is cool. I have never been in a comfortable state with social media because I've never been able to give my brain to it because I'm always designing a product or a procedure or teaching people something or fighting a fight that it's like, I swear to God, I feel like I'm fighting
it's
ghosts.
It's like Rocky Balboa, but all you got is air.
Yeah, I'm fighting ghosts, and the ghosts come in the form of either people screwing something up and I'm there to try to fix it, or, you know, sales or trying to create even more sales, because like I have somewhere I want to go, and in order to get there, it is proving to be very difficult with this economy we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, just a smidge.
It has been a nightmare. So I literally wake up and I'm exhausted when I wake up in the morning. Like, I woke up this morning actually feeling the best I've felt in a while. And I think I've been working really hard on gratitude. I've been working really hard on just staying calm, because, like, my father is a worrier. Not yeah. a worrier.
W-O-R-R-Y.
Correct.
Wait.
I-E-R.
I-E-R. Yeah.
I-E-R. I'm not the best speller.
Neither am I.
So he always worries, and it comes from his mother, and I used to be the same way. And one day I just said, you know what? I'm going to chalk this up as it's going to be what it's going to be.
Pretty much.
And I'm just going to fight through it. And you and I tell myself, and everybody can judge me all they want, but I sit back and I verbally will tell people very close to me, I'll say, there's no better
person. Did you just gurgle?
I did.
That was a really weird one.
So there's no better person in this scenario than me to lead it. I am the guy to lead this. Now, there's plenty of things out there that I can't lead, like flying jets. That's not my thing. I wish it was. But
okay, hold on one second. There's a trash bag flying around out there, and I got to get it.
Okay, Kyle is off to clean up the parking lot. He is a... Uh-oh, he gone. Oh, watch the zap. Watch the door. It's windy. I don't know, where is he going? This boy, I swear, he has got some... He's like my son. My son has neurons firing at 1,000 miles an hour, and I can't slow it down, which I'm glad. He's back. Why did that trigger you so bad? I do the same thing. I go to parking lots all the time that pick
this
up
is a big-ass black trash bag flying around. And I was like, okay, I don't feel like that should be sitting out there. But
yeah, you just did the right thing. Good for you. I never saw it. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it like got stuck right by my truck, and I was like, no.
When you walked inside, I was like, I don't know about this boy. I'm good. I'm proud of you. That was the right thing to do. Anyway, there's no better person, I think, in our situation than me to lead. My father texted me the other day, and he was like, without you, we would not be where we are at all. And he's like, if I was driving this ship, he's like, I would not have made the decisions you made, and it would probably show. So
your dad's a little bit more conservative. You're more, I don't know if eccentric's the right word, but you take the leaps that he wouldn't.
What is it? Not calculated chaos. Calculated risk. Calculated aggression.
Yeah.
What is it? Patiently aggressive is what I used to say all the time in racing.
I like that.
I was patiently aggressive. So it's like I was aggressive, but I was always kind of throttling myself until the right moment. And then bam.
You knew when to send it.
I knew when, yeah.
I'm taking the whole, let's go for it.
Yeah, as soon as it opened, I was ready for it. So, I don't know.
That's I am in traffic. Move, bitches.
The truck's big enough, it'll just push everybody out of the way.
Yeah, it does that a lot too.
So anyway.
Every time we come back from Motion City, I'm I do the typical Ram thing where it's like, I'm in the fast lane, you're in the fast lane, and you're really pissing me off, and I could go around you, but I don't feel like it, and then they move, and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. I was driving to work this morning, and this dude in his little white Corolla, no, it was a Ford Focus, excuse me, And he's in the fast lane. And he's doing like 60.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, everybody's doing 70. Like, let's move here. Let's go.
I mean, if you're not doing 70 on 97, you're not doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the slowest you go on 97. It's bad.
I saw this graphic. It was like, it was the three lanes of a highway typically in America, and it was the right lane was you're doing the speed limit, the middle lane you're doing 70, 80, and then the left lane is you're openly breaking the law.
Yes, completely. Yeah.
It's like, this is the Autobahn, this is America, this is you're just, you need to get off the road.
Ugh, I know. Some of these people around here, I swear, the people that go so slow are the ones I think that cause most accidents.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe it. But then you also have the idiots that are on the complete opposite end of that, where they're like flying through traffic. Like, dude, it's not a racetrack.
Yeah, chill out.
The problem is vehicles today are so good on almost all levels. Like, you can buy the biggest piece of crap car brand new, and it is really good.
Yeah.
They're too good now, and people just have no fear.
Especially Nissan Altimas.
Yes.
Or Honda Civics.
Yes.
They're notorious.
Yeah, they are.
For zipping in and out of traffic.
Nissans and Mercedes. You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I do. That's why I said no comment.
All right. What are we getting into today, Kyle?
No distractions. Or eliminating distractions. Sorry.
Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. So, it's a little bit more, it hits home with me for this one, just because of recently. I know I tend to get in spells where it's like, oh shit, I've been on my phone a little bit too much and I shouldn't be. I'm still getting shit done. It's just a matter of like everybody seeing it, and it's like, it does tend to get on people's nerves when you see others doing it. And I completely understand. I know it. I accept it. And I've taken care of it. And recently I have, if I'm on the phone, I'm texting my wife back, and that's about it right now. You know, and that's just because you'll text your significant other, Julia, and then, you know, Sam will probably text, you know, DeLacy here and there. And but it's like, you just respond to that important person, then you keep going and you just get your work done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's definitely helped a lot. It's changed my mindset. I've been trying to be a lot more headstrong about it and just keeping the phone away. So sure. There's two places I'll put it. I'll keep it in my pocket. And normally if I notice myself getting on it too much, I throw it in a box that's in the booth and it just sits in there.
Right.
So, but it's a clear box. I can see it, like what time it is and shit like that. So I can at least say, oh shit, the oven needs to be off in 10 minutes. What time is it?
Right. Did you guys buy a timer for that thing?
I have one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought so. So what do you think you're going to gain out of eliminating that distraction?
Higher production, better production, except yesterday I did shock the shit out of myself. And I know I hit the panel by accident. So that I have one panel from yesterday that I have to redo, but that was because I tried to go back over it, but sometimes when you hit the panel, it doesn't sit well when you're trying to recode it.
Sure.
So I have to put that one back through. But beyond that, I mean, I have had some really good batches lately. Granted, you're still gonna have one or two that come out on a rack where you're like, I should probably redo it, but it doesn't look horrible.
Because
I've had some batches in the past where it's come out and I'm like, ooh, those don't look good. I need to fix this.
Yeah.
So I definitely had a deep talk with myself, you know, months ago on trying to make sure this gets a lot better. But the batches recently, when they come out, I look at them and I'm like, wow, that looks great. I need to keep this up.
Yeah. What else distracts you other than your phone?
My head. That one is a big one, but that's just a learning thing. You can't just shut your brain off, especially when you're in a booth like that, because it goes and goes and goes and goes. Now, I can shut it off when I do landscaping, because I know I have to go from one task to another. Like today, I have a cleanup. I actually have to exchange my battery for the Ferris, because it went on me the other day, which that was a blast. Have you ever like put the wheels or tires of a mower into another mower and then steer that front mower to get it into a trailer?
Oh, sure.
It's
a nightmare.
It's weird.
It's a nightmare. I've done all that.
So I had to do that the other day after a cleanup, because I pulled the Ferris out after jumping it, and then after jumping it, the battery was just like, fuck this. So I tried jumping it again, and it wouldn't even turn the fuel pump on. Like, you're probably pissed. So get a new battery. But doing the landscape stuff, to me, it's just order of operations. You go in, you blow the garden beds out. If you're doing a cleanup, you clean everything up with a bagger, you dump it away, You do one last pass with just to make some stripes to make everything look good and get on out of there. If you're doing weeding, get some weeding done first. You know, I normally do that afterwards with like a little like bucket, 5 gallon bucket, and then throw that in the truck just because that's easier to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't feel like I'm having to look around leaves and all that in the garden beds. You can just blow everything out, then you pour everything out, and then you get on your merry way.
Interesting.
So
can I give you what I feel after hearing all that?
Yes.
So if you're going to do the landscape gig and it's not distract and you're not so distracted, what it tells me is that you're more invested in that.
No, I would say otherwise.
Really? Because to me, when I look at it, it's like, okay, in that arena, the bullshit has to stop with you. It cannot. Do not pass go. Do not collect 200. You do not go past it, right? Where here, the problem that I've always found with humans is that as we start to congregate, we start to get lazy because then we like allow other people around us to kind of pick up the slack, like the leaders kind of pick up the slack.
Yeah.
And then others then get distracted, and then it's like, oh, well, I'll get this done when I feel like it. And it's not that you're doing it on purpose. It's like this human thing where when you travel in a pack, you're – think of it this way, like wolves, right? If you're a singular wolf, are you more prone to being attacked or are you not?
You're more prone. You're more prone. Because you're off in the distance and right. by yourself.
And in that scenario, if you know you're more prone to being attacked, right, losing, if you will, are you more alert?
Typically, yeah. Typically. Your what does it say, your hair stand up?
Correct. So when you're that's you in your landscape gig, right? When you're in a pack like you are here, if you're in a pack of wolves, do you think each wolf has as much attention, right? Are they paying as much attention in a pack?
Not necessarily, because once one's alerted, then they all turn around and then they're alerted.
Right, but it doesn't take the amount of effort. The one wolf has to work like 10 because he's not in a pack. But when you're in a pack, the one wolf only has to work as hard as he needs to defend himself and the whole pack. With me?
Yeah, I get where you're going on that. I guess what my mindset is that it's become a monotonous thing for me. So it's just something where I know I could turn my brain off because I've done it so many times.
I don't know of any situation where I turn my brain off.
Because I can tell you when it's not that it's a turned off, but when I'm mowing and doing stuff like that, I'm listening to music and I'm bouncing my head, or I'm listening to a podcast intently, typically. Like yesterday I was listening to Andrew Schultz on Patrick Bad David podcast, and that was a really fun one to listen to. It was comedy. What do you think's going on with the world? Where's this gonna go? Where's that gonna go? Like, I was able to pay attention to the podcast because I've gotten to a point now with powder coating is that I have the steps, I have the process, and I'm not rushing. Mm-hmm. Versus before, I felt like I was trying to rush myself because I was trying to keep up with production and I didn't know what to do exactly. But I also didn't want to be so slow where I was being, hey, you're going too slow. You're not keeping up with production the way that we want you to.
Right.
So now I've gotten to a point where it's like, okay, I spend one day on getting everything prepped. Mm-hmm. And then the next day is, you know, two or three loads through the oven.
Right.
You know, now granted, it's kind of two now because the racks are so freaking big. You know, I did the math the other day. Out of two racks, I can fit about 2.5 pallets worth of metal on it.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, you see how much metal's in that building right now? Mm-hmm. All the tarp tubes and holy mackerel.
Dude, that's
crazy.
Insane too. That's, I think we can fit 16 or 20 tarp tubes.
Jesus,
on one rack.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think like how much production has gone up around here and how much more we sell. Like the amount that we sell these days is just staggering to me. I was just talking to Brian, our sales guy, and I was like, hey dude, how, you know, I want to kind of do a check-in for the month because we're about, what are we, 3/4 of the way through the month? What is it today?
20 something.
19th. So yeah, close. We're
Mailin's 11 months.
There you go.
It was yesterday.
But he said, dude, we've had the second best month of this company's existence. And I'm like, okay. So my point to that is kind of like what you're saying about the powder coating and just getting used to it is the more repetition you do in something, right, the more it becomes natural, the slower it seems to get, right?
Yeah.
So like our sales right now are the second best month we've ever had, and the big announcement is coming tomorrow. Now, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll already be out, but it's coming tomorrow.
There's a bird just staring at me. Sorry.
He's like, "You're gonna steal my worm." Yeah. So my point to all that.
This is my grub.
Look, we're around here. We're not acting as frantic as we once did because we have it down.
That is, dude, Sam and Justin building mulch mates lately are fucking stupid fast.
They're machines.
Because it used to be what, 4 a week they would make.
Really?
And now they're doing like they can get 4 done in 2 days.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if everything's ready, put together, that they're not having to get distracted from, they can do 4 in 2 days. I've seen it. Especially when you and Craig were out of town for conventions and stuff. I mean, they would bang them out. It was insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, but no, when it comes to when it comes to powder coating, it's gotten to a point where I'm able to do it without having to think, but then when I don't have to think about it, I get to a point where I just, let's say this, you get into your brain, or you get into your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you just kind of wander.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily distracting me. It's just more or less you just go down rabbit holes in your head of like, you know, what if then, what if now kind of deal.
Right.
So, but when I'm mowing, it's just more or less like, hey, I'm out here doing this.
See, that's
it's extra stuff.
See, that's the thing though. Like that, to
I don't
me,
know.
To me, that I don't mean to jump in, but like I really want to target on that because like when I was out mowing, I didn't listen to music. I was always trying to think of how to better do what I'm doing, right? And how do I make more money? And how do I sell the next job? And what's the next service that I can provide? And how do I streamline things? And how do I make it better? And no offense to, you know, people that haven't grown companies over $1 million, but there's a reason.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in that mindset just yet because right now I'm trying to focus on the systems that I have and make them work the best that I can because I'm not focused on growing that to being my main gig. My main gig's here, and then that's my side part.
Right. Look at that.
God damn.
So that's what I was just working on while you were talking.
Good. Oh, dude, that's cool.
Good God.
I like the massive spring on that.
It's huge. So what we're talking about, you guys, by the time this releases, you'll see this probably. If not, it's not a secret. Right now I'm looking at a roll-off container for MulchMate, and it's all red. And it's got a massive front platform. It's got the MulchMate on the back. I showed you that one, right?
Yeah.
It is insane what that thing looks like. That thing is nuts. Right now, the issue they're having right now is the gate is really, really heavy because of how big it is. And we did the numbers on it, and I said, look, if this isn't enough, we're going to add this. And he just said, hey, cool if we add some springs to it. I was like, yeah, sure, absolutely, go ahead. So hopefully they get that figured out. I'm supposed to go up there and take a look at that unit today. So I'm supposed to leave here in an hour or so.
I wonder if I can reach the joystick.
That's the thing. Well, we won't know until it's on the truck.
It'd be nuts.
Yeah. So anyway, see, like right there, that's proof of what I'm doing. So you're talking, I'm listening to you, but I'm also responding to work stuff that I'm trying to handle. So like the thing I think that's made me the most successful, besides learning how to weld and stay focused, is I can get, you ever seen people twirl plates on sticks? Like at the circus?
That or like even spinning a basketball on your finger. I can't do that.
I can.
I can't. I don't. It's not that I don't have the hand eye. It's just that it's. Have you ever bounced, like put a rake on your hand and bounce mm-hmm. the rake? I can do that, but that's because the center of gravity is different. I can't do the basketball because, I don't know, I guess short finger, short hand.
It's practice, dude. I couldn't do it originally either. Like my whole clucking thing, that's a learned thing.
Yeah, I've noticed myself for no reason doing it.
Really?
I do it with Maylin, and then she does it right back. It's adorable.
That's so funny. So I've got this really loud cluck. I just did it, but it doesn't come through the. Here, listen, watch. It doesn't come through.
It might, though.
At all.
It might.
That's weird. But I that was a learned skill. But my point to the plates is you can take 10 plates, And the plates represent tasks or things you need to get done or things you want. And I can spin a bunch of plates, put them on a stick. I'm not clucking for you. I was just kind of – that's my call. Everybody doesn't know that. But
I'm not a dog.
You whistle.
Apparently he is.
You whistle at me. I don't want to hear it. But I literally put think of the plate as a task, and then I put it on a stick. And then I can walk away from it for a little bit because I get it spinning so fast. I can get a lot of things working in the background. Like this morning, Kyle, this is a great for instance, and I think you can attest to it. I came in this morning. I knew you were going to want to do the podcast. I'm cool with it. Unknown caller.
It's a 667 number.
So what I did this morning is I walk in, I go right to my desk, and I knew I had four or five things I had to knock out. I get that ball rolling. And then I come in here and do the podcast with you. And then a couple things kind of dribble in as we sit here and do this podcast, and I handle them as we go. Like when you see me grab my phone, I am not dicking. The worst thing I do is check Robinhood.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst thing I do. But I'm trying to be beyond, like, there's efficient, and then there's like efficiency basically means you don't waste a second.
Yeah.
Right. Where I'm trying to be is I'm trying to be highly productive. And so I think the reason I'm able to get so much done is last night I ordered a part on, Jags last night instead of waiting till today. So it's in the middle of being processed and shipped. It was like $24. It's for the Audi, whatever. No big deal. And then, it's in the process. It's being ordered. It's being shipped. I'm sitting here doing a podcast with you. I've got the team rocking and rolling this morning. I stopped by Sam to make sure he was good to go. I've got all the emails and stuff this morning good to go. I'm dealing with this red container, getting the finalized, deal on that. So I've got like six or seven plates right now. On the way into work this morning, I'm texting my sales guy, hey, man, you think we should run a spring sale? It's springtime. Do people expect that? And I'm like working at 7 o'clock this morning, driving into work, trying to get as many plates spinning as I can. And then they'll just start to, when I say fall, it doesn't mean they're failing. It just means I'm completing them. And if
you're putting them on the table without being near the table,
right,
essentially.
Right. And so that is how I'm able to be ultra, hyper productive, not efficient. I think there's time for efficiencies and then there's time for hyper production, right?
Yeah.
Or productivity. And I think that's been one of the reasons I've been just, I've been sitting back a lot here recently thinking about my life, me. Damn, am I blessed. Holy crap.
Hey, as long as you recognize it.
I mean, it's just, take all human elements out of it. All of it. Just the fact that, I've got incredible brain. I think my size, my stature has played a huge part in my success.
It's what a lot of people say that are larger.
Well, you go back in history and just look at most successful people. They're large. They're very large. That doesn't mean
most wealthy people back in the day were fat.
Yes, yes, that's true. And I'm a little fat, so that works.
Well, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying. I was like,
I don't care. It's
it
fine.
Was an old. Was it like, not an adage, but it was just a.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's a fact.
Especially if you look at the pictures too.
And I'm not going that far back, but not to try to like prove my point or anything, but just the simple fact that I have so many abilities and I have so much good in front of me, and I've got so much stuff behind me to help me or that I've learned from, negative or positive. Like, it's just the reason I'm saying it. I have a friend of mine that's going through stuff and he's got like this hole in his heart.
Yeah.
He told me, he's like, I got a hole in my heart. And I'm like, dude, I understand exactly what you're feeling because I've been through something similar. I think what I went through was far worse, but not to one up anybody. But I told him, I said, when you get out on the other side, you're going to be better.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is like grievance comes in its own factors to everybody. Like,
it does.
It's not that you're comparing and contrasting. It's that one person can process one thing differently than another.
Oh, 100%.
So everybody needs to get through that in order to get to the other side, and it's just a matter of getting through it.
Right, right. And that's huge. What in the world? I'm just trying to figure out this red container thing. Why is my phone doing this? Jeez Louise, the text messages. Jeez. What was this podcast called again?
Eliminating distractions, and then you just distracted yourself.
Well, no, I'm just trying to handle things. So that's why, like, I always tell people, write notes down. Like last night, I texted myself. I'll show you, Kyle. This is like I forgot all about this until this morning. See, you can see I texted myself.
Yeah,
and it's what I try to do. You're going to get distracted. Like, no offense. I think the whole The whole ADHD thing and ADD thing, like, everybody's got their own opinion about it. I was diagnosed with it allegedly, and...
Well, buddy of mine and I had a conversation about this weekend, actually. It's just a way to push pharmaceuticals.
That's one of the main reasons. I 100% agree with you.
There are facets of distraction disorders.
Of course.
But it's a matter of how do you control them, and are you going to allow it to be an excuse?
So you have to find ways to control yourself. Like, there are laws in place. Like, don't commit crimes. I'm not going to specifically say one, right? Don't need to. But, like, the laws are in place to kind of corral people. Because if not, there would be madness and crazy, you know, just psychotic people around. And society wouldn't be as good as it is, even though society is in a very rough state at the moment. But those things are there for a good reason. You know, the Bible, right? Whether you're religious or not, or a Christian or a Mormon or Muslim or whatever, right? That is there as a roadmap to try to keep you focused, right?
It's your good and evil path.
It is. And I don't care what people say. They know right from wrong.
Yeah.
And they just build excuses for themselves. So kind of staying on task here on topic of, you know, eliminating distractions. You know, focus in on what it is you're looking for, right, out of life, and stop worrying about, like, personally, I don't watch the news. Have you ever heard me?
I
stopped years ago because it was making me feel a lot of tension. Mm-hmm. And it was things that were out of my control.
It creates anxiety, and that's what it's meant to do. It's what is it? If it bleeds, it leads.
Yes. It's the old saying, what is it? Train wreck. Can't stop watching a train wreck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And you have to, like, okay, I have a relative. Again, I'm not going to use names, but this dude cannot stop wanting everything under the sun. And it's been this way since he was very, very young. And I've known him his entire life. And, you know, God bless him. But is the day that he can focus in on what he truly wants and stop wanting everything, he'll get more out of life.
That was me for a while.
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause no one teaches this.
Well, because we're taught in schools that we could be anything we want, and there is a truth to that, but we can't be everything we want. And that's where the problem is you could be anything, just not everything, and we're not taught that.
Right, that is correct.
So I feel like that plays into a factor of you can have anything you want. It doesn't mean you have to get everything that you want.
And you know what? Think of it this way. What a lot of kids today don't realize is that they can't have what their parents have because they didn't spend the last 40 years creating it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry that you know, use Lyle Jr. and Lyle Sr. Now, I know one's a 6 and one's a 5 and whatever. Not to disrespect them or anything. I'm just trying to keep it simple, basic here. Lyle Jr. does not have what Lyle Sr. has.
Yeah.
Lyle Sr.'s got, 20, 25 years on Jr.?
At a minimum,
right? That's just math.
If we're wrong, correct us, because I know you will.
Well, the reason I use them is I know they listen, and I love those guys, and they're very, very cool. And I can't wait to see Lyle Jr. kick ass with his mulch mate. I really hope that, you know, he makes just freaking stupid money with it, because I know he can. It's just gonna be a matter of him implementing things, you know, correctly and running his business. What?
I went to his house for his birthday party and I put my key in and started playing with it. He's like, there's mulch in there. I was like, oh shit, my bad.
But he's got one heck of a has he used it?
Mm-hmm.
What does he think?
He loves it.
Yeah,
I know he loves it.
Well, okay, real quick, I just slapped Kyle in the knee. That's actually a tactic of mine, just so you know.
I can hear it in the microphone, too.
So that's actually, I do that on purpose to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
You touch them, you can like have this, like, it plugs you in.
I do it to Matt all the time.
Okay, so we're going to talk about your buddy Ben. So did you hear about all that?
Yes.
Tell me about it. You and I haven't talked about it.
So
I have an opinion.
I know what's going on. I know the depths.
If you know what's happening, right? I kind of want to touch on this, not to bust his balls. It'll bust him up a little bit, but I like Ben.
Yeah.
From the little that I know about him, and I think I've been in his shoes a little bit. So before, if you know the truth, the facts, I want to give mine, and then I want to see if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah, that's fine.
His old lady. So my opinion is he came in, he was all about Truckmate HD, and I totally understood, right? And then I said, okay, I have stood directly in his shoes. And I said, I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I know what's going through his head because I've been there. And I tried to explain to him the difference between debt and income.
Yeah.
And the difference in debt to income. So notice when you buy a home, they're always looking at debt to income ratios, right? Profit loss statements. Right?
You're telling me.
Right? You know. So the difference here is it's not, yes, debt can strangle you. And yes, you want to keep it at a minimum. But when you, I know he just bought a house, right? Did he pay cash?
No.
Why not, Mr. I don't want debt? Because it's a good positive asset, right? When you're talking about a truck, it's not an asset. It is just a tool that wears out. Where like a, it doesn't directly make you money.
Yeah.
It will here and there, here and there.
It gets you
there
to the money.
Correct. But with a mulchmate and a, and the DMT and that front platform and all that, that takes
It's an indirect. The truck's an indirect. The mulchmate is a direct.
It's a direct. And he can consolidate, right? So it's efficiency, but then it, it not only creates efficiency, but then it ups the productivity, which then ups the income, which reduces costs, which reduces manpower, reduces liability, reduces maintenance, reduces time on job sites, and increases time to advertise, increases time to do estimates, increases time to do other jobs, right? So what I think happened, so just for everybody that's listening, this this gentleman, Ben, great guy. Nothing negative to say about him. Love him very much. I think he's a very brilliant young man. I think he's going to go far.
He's great. He was in my wedding.
Yeah, great guy. I have nothing bad about, nothing bad to say. But I think what happened was he went home after agreeing to buy the mulchmate, start doing the financing, and then I think he talked to his wife, God love her, and she doesn't fully understand what money he could produce them.
I think she knows the problem, and I don't say it's a problem. It's more or less they are so extremely oriented on their goals that it's hard to stray from them once they've set them, if that makes sense.
I get that.
So they...
But why not get there faster with higher productivity?
Because they're afraid of the short-term drop. It's that... I know the short-term loss for a long-term gain, but it's hard for her to have that loss emotionally sometimes.
Don't be emotional. Be logical.
And that's the thing. Is like, I know they're so directly tied to those goals that it just, it's harder for her to do it.
That's,
and so, I had talked to him. He's like, I know next year we're going to have it. And he's like, I know Nick's going to tell me, or I'm going to tell Nick that I should have got this last year. What the fuck? Da, 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 da.
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, I know he's going to say it.
Well, because he's going to shovel mulch all this year, leave profit on the table, and lose money.
Yeah, and we had the conversation yesterday, 2 days ago. It wasn't that. Actually, it might have been the day of. But he's like, they can't let go of the money at the moment because he's just doing the money in his head. And he's like, you know, I know we have the money for the next 2-3 months. If I do this, I'm not going to have it. I don't know I can do this. He's running all these numbers in his head, and he's just like, it's not feasible at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know his number, so maybe that's possibly the case. I have no clue.
But at the same time, like you said, if he gets it and then triples his output, then he'll have the money, and it's like...
That's really hard to see when you've never gone through it.
Exactly.
It's really hard to trust the process and then go... Once you come out the other side, it's like holy shit.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is being able to get to the other side. Like, it's probably like the same thing for GNM. If he hadn't said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to do it," you know, he wouldn't be where he is today.
Right. Well, it's at some point the monotony of doing things the exact same way and getting the exact same result, you have to get tired. Here's what I always say about mulchmate sales. People don't buy mulchmates until they feel the pain.
Yeah.
And until you feel enough pain, you don't make a change.
Exactly.
It's kind of like being 100 pounds overweight like I used to be. Until I literally couldn't walk, I didn't make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of people that we deal with. I see it online. I have comments on my phone right now. I could literally pull it up right now and read some of them to you. And it's just crazy to me.
Cruising the comments.
You got to be kidding. If you need 200 yards, hire a blower truck. That's about 18 loads, which you certainly aren't 18? Doing
what?
In one day with that unit. The battery won't die because you'll be driving all day to the yard to fill it back up. Well, first off, ding-a-ling, in a 200-yard scenario, you're probably going to have the material dropped off at the job site.
Yeah.
More than likely. There's some that won't be. He's saying 8 batteries for a trailer. So in that scenario, you have to understand something. That's not built for normal landscapers. You don't need that. That's more for like rent our trailers, or people that are changing the truck around that tows the trailer around.
Yeah.
Like a BrightView or something like that. And they don't want that truck charging harness on like 18 different trucks. So it's these people that just simply, hi Wiggles, they are so stuck in the way they think, not, let's get curious. Why does this exist? Can you explain this to me? Right? And that's what I tried to do with Ben. And I swear to God, I feel like I actually saw his light. Uh-oh, Wiggles is caught up in the wire.
There he goes.
I think
he had that fishing.
He had that look on his face when I told him some of this stuff. Like, oh shit, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I truly believe he had an epiphany moment, and that, dude, it's so hard to have an epiphany moment and then make a change in that moment.
Yeah.
That's what I think is happening. And what I can't wait for is the day that he does kick himself in the ass and he goes, all right, I need it. And he hits it. And
he'll
do it.
It'll probably be spring of next year or at the end of this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, teach their own. I don't know his finances, but I thought it was fun. I really enjoyed him being here. And I enjoyed I feel like I helped him somehow, like in his head, like how to think and see things a little differently.
Yeah.
I really feel like I helped him. That's what I'm after. That's all this whole podcast is about, that.
Yeah.
You know, it's helping.
Helping, engaging, understanding, interacting.
I hope I get a chance to kick people in the ass a little bit here, too.
That'd be fun.
Well, not literally kick them, like with words, right? Like, get off your ass, move, you can do it. There was something, I said this the other day.
It was emotional motivation or something like that. No. I don't know.
I wrote this thing out the other day on Instagram. And I think I read it.
Yeah, your Walmart post.
Yeah, I think I read it on one of the other podcasts.
Yeah, boy.
And basically, I explained to people that there's another gear. Like, there's always another gear to find. And what I mean by that is, like, shifting a car. A lot of people don't even know how to shift a car anymore. It's crazy to me.
I do, but it's not very efficient.
Oh, we got to teach you. It'll be fun. You got to know how to drive a car.
So I drove a Volvo C90? Something, or C60, it was something like that. It was a cool little car. I almost bought it, but the problem is I'm not quite as proficient with the foot and hand yet. I couldn't, and plus the catch point was so snappy,
right,
on it. Like, it didn't have any little give. It was like, hey, you have this little bit of margin to catch. And that's it.
Drive a race car, it's worse.
Yeah. But like, I drove my buddy's G56 in his Ram, and that, it would just float like butter.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars. Like, I drove a Civic one time, and I'm like, this is the easiest shifter I've ever driven.
Yeah.
He was like, whum, whum. And I'm like, what is this? And then I jump my Shelby, and it's like, I'm going to tear my face off.
And you're like, cut, cut, cut. Oh, it's shit. Like,
bah, bah, bah. I mean, it's just, it is nuts. But to get back on topic of, you know, just staying focused, it is ultimately your responsibility, and you have to have the desire and the discipline have to be there to keep you moving and motivated in the right direction. Too many people let life happen to them, and they don't take hold of life and keep control of it all.
Yeah, what a big thing lately, I was listening to his name, or his like UFC tag, which we need to start looking into a little bit, because it's interesting to see the people that are actually going to UFC fights and the UFC fighters themselves, their business mindset. We need to start looking into that a little bit.
I love their mindset.
But I was listening to Sugar. And
Sugar?
Sugar on the P. I don't know his actual name. I can
look
it up.
Who the hell is Sugar? Who names himself Sugar? First off, anybody that names himself, I don't like.
Hold on. I have his Instagram. But I was listening to his podcast, and he was saying how his when his child was born, Sean O'Malley. But he was saying when his daughter was born, he caught himself one time he was playing on his phone too much.
Mm-hmm.
So he got rid of Instagram, he got rid of Facebook, he got rid of all the social medias on his personal phone, and then had his assistant doing all the social media stuff, do that stuff. And he'll get on there, engage with it every once in a while, but he kept it separate because he's like, I want to focus on more parts of my daughter's life to watch her grow up.
Heck yeah.
So I've been doing that recently. Because I know I get home, I'm tired, I want to get on the phone, I just want to relax and just veg. And I was like, nope, I've listened to this, I'm going to stop, or at least slowly get myself off of it. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, it was cute. When I left and went home, Chloe was making dinner, and she's like, hey, can you watch Maylin? I was like, sure. So I go and I start playing with her, and we're doing our thing, and then I fed her, and I had to go do a couple other things, but I was like, all right, well, I'll grab a shower, come back out and play with her. So I'm sitting there, I'm playing with her. We probably sat there for at least a half an hour. And she's just like running around. Then she comes back up to me and I grab her and I start kissing her and throw her on the ground. And she's just laughing, giggling. I like attack her with more kisses and stuff. And she's just, ah! I wish I could have recorded it, but I was like, there's no need to. I just want to live in the moment right now.
Yeah.
You know, but it was worth every second to just sit there and do that. You know, and that's kind of one of the things is like I've noticed myself thinking about in the booth. It's just like, what are the things in life that are the most important? Well, let's go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week was a little difficult because of some of the things going on personally with Chloe and I, but nothing bad. We haven't fought or anything. It was just a matter of stuff with
challenges.
Doctors. Challenges. Yeah, just challenges.
It's a wave.
So we had stuff going on with that I was battling last week, but now it's back to like, okay, well, what's going on? What's good? What is good in life? You know, I do believe this year is going to be a year of chaos, when it comes to a lot of things. We're going to have to battle it. So, I'm going to actually get us this hat. It's a Patrick Bet David's hat for Valuetainment, but on the side it says the future looks bright. I'm going to get those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty slick.
Don't get me one. I won't wear it.
You don't want it?
Right. I don't. Dude, when have you ever seen me a hat?
True.
I've never.
I have to be really good with hats, though, because I'm really bad with them.
You're like, it's like shoes for some people.
Oh, I'm horrible with shoes too.
Are you?
Absolutely horrible. Dude, that's why I wear boots all the time.
That's funny.
Because I literally don't give a shit what I walk through.
Yeah, I get it. Well, on your kid front, I mean, if you don't mind, I'd love to give you my 2 cents and my experience. Wow, it went from like nasty cloudy to sunny, blue sky. That's nice.
Dude, I arrived to work this way. I get off 97 and come around back way this way. I was like, you look north, it's beautiful. You look east, it's all right. I look over towards the airport and I'm like, who pissed you off?
Yeah, that's where all the weather comes from.
I'll let you do that in 2 seconds. I'm about to explode.
He's gotta pee. So what I was gonna tell Kyle, and I'm sure he can hear me from the head. Which I didn't realize the head is a nautical term, but and I went to California a few weeks ago and said the head. They all looked at me like, what? What is that? I'm like, the restroom. And like, oh, that. Like, and I had to look it up. I'm like, oh, that's why they didn't understand me. Anyway, the thing that I've learned over the years, you know, staying true to the podcast, you know, basically staying focused is, and you'll hear me say that a lot in these podcasts, I try to reel Kyle back into what we're talking about, but it's, like, take, for instance, the story he just said about his kids or kid currently and staying true in the moment. You know, I had kids when I was 30 years old. I should say my wife did, and I'm the father, and I love them very much. But when it comes to the kid thing, Kyle's back. Here's what I struggle with is the same thing. Get home. You want to talk about exhaustion, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know your level of exhaustion, but I'm gonna tell you mine.
I'm probably pretty damn close because I haven't slept very much lately.
Well, do what you're doing and then start this business and risk everything you ever had.
Okay, mine is that.
That's where I was at 30, 31, something like that. And I basically went from super successful, plenty of money, didn't have to worry about much, to, oh my God, I'm starting my whole life over at 30, plus I have a kid, plus, you know, we just got this and moved into this building, and my wife's all over me about another kid. So then we have another kid.
That okay, that's kind of how we feel. ish because of the. All right, so we literally come back from the cruise like 2 weeks later. Chloe goes, "Hey, I want this," and I'm like, "Oh, dude, I can sniff it. I can sniff it. You're pregnant," and she took a test. She was pregnant, and I was like, "Oh, sweet." So we have new baby coming, looking for a house. Spring season starting up, so that's a bunch of stuff just being kind of fluttered on the schedule right now. But then it just out of nowhere, as you know, here kind of kicks up. And then on top of that, we're like, "Oh yeah, shit's about to explode here." Mm-hmm. So it's like my brain's like fireworks right now.
Right.
So well, I get like it's totally different, yeah. But for having, say, 5 less years of experience.
And there's all self-induced.
Yes, 100%.
All of it.
Yours was too.
I know. The thing was, I didn't want it. I was not for it, but.
I wanted the kid. I wanted another kid.
I wanted the first one, and I was like, I'm good. I'm done. That's good enough for me.
But I've always wanted a nice little family. So I get it. For me, it's like, I'm excited about it.
Well, back to what you were saying. So, you know, you say you go home and you want to be on the phone and just kind of veg out. I get that, and imagine at the same time your structure. Imagine you being 280,
mm-hmm.
So you barely can walk at 280. Wait, probably go. So okay, you know a salt bag.
I'm gonna have my dad AI that.
Ooh,
he's been stupid on AI lately.
That's cool. But imagine you being at your absolute max weight that you could be. Start your whole life over. Have a kid. Have a second kid. Have zero money. Your business is completely crumbling and failing. And every day when you drive home, you feel like a piece of shit failure. You gave away your whole entire great life, and the internet's destroying you. Your wife hates you because you're not paying any attention to her because you're so screwed up in your own head. And your kids are wanting you, and you can't even be there for you.
Yeah.
That was me.
It's rough.
It was not good.
Yeah, and I can sympathize that because it's not necessarily that I can.
Oh, and I basically bankrupted my father in the same time, too. So I have no backup.
Yeah, I can have, I'm not going to say sympathy, but I can understand the thought and understand where your mind was.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, so.
It was not good.
And it's not that I'm going to go, oh, yeah, I've been there, because I haven't. But I can sit back from a 30,000-foot view and go, fuck, that's rough.
That's rough, right. And I'm not looking for any sympathy. So what I'm trying to get to here is I'm painting you a picture. So here's what happened. I would go home, and I remember the whole way home, you know my path home. You know where I turn left on General's Highway? So Veterans, and then turn left there. I remember getting to that light every day and being so – I would get in my truck and leave, and instead of calming down, I would get more and more frazzled to the point I got to that light and I wanted to explode. So then one day I stopped, and I would get home, and I just couldn't be dad. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you were just dead.
I'm done. I have nothing left in me. And no one understands. Even my wife doesn't understand it. Like, if she's listening to this, sorry, you don't get it. You don't. And I'm sure there's things that she's gone through that I don't get. Like, having a baby come out of you.
You know what's interesting is I was watching something the other day. It was like, oh, no. It was our doctor. Our doctor was telling us this when we went for the baby appointment. She was like, you do know women forget the pain, right?
They do.
Because they want to have another one.
Well, they have adrenaline that blocks all that.
Well, yeah, but they also have that urge for having another one because they want to reproduce another kid.
It's in their DNA.
Yeah.
It's like in our DNA to give the seeds. It's in our DNA. Anyway, so here's what I did, Kyle. One day I had to sit down, like you said, have a talk to yourself. I had to sit down and have a talk with myself, and I said, dude, what matters to you? Do you truly love these kids, or are they just a nuisance to you? And I'm saying the truth.
I love my baby.
Well, truth be told, the first couple of years, my kids were miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable children. My daughter, nonstop crying. My son, even 10 times worse, right? And it got to a point where I had to learn to love them. Like, this is truth. This is real talk. And I'm not hiding any of it. So what I did was, I remember leaving this building. I would sit in the car. I'd close my eyes, and I'd say, okay, it is now time for you. You need to take this 12-minute ride home. And you need to learn to turn off Nick Carlson, the CEO of Dawson Manufacturing. And your goal is, by the time you hit that light where you were most freaked out before, you're going to be calm. And that's where you're going to, that's where the pivot is going to go from decompression to then ramp up dad.
Yeah.
That's my checkpoint every day. And so I make that left-hand turn, and I start to become dad in my own head. And then when I get home, it's straight into dad mode. Not work. I don't care about that. It's all about giving to my family. It's all about being engaged and all that kind of jazz. Now, listen to this. This morning, I wake up before my alarm goes off.
I can't. Recently, I can't.
No, it's hard. So I get up, and I went to bed late. I went to bed at almost midnight last night, and I was working on the Audi. And,
did you find your 10mm?
Yeah. I only have two. It was a long and a short. They're quarter drive. Anyway.
Don't say that. They're gone now.
I know. They're rolling away as we speak. So I get up. I don't hear anything. And I get in the shower, get out of the shower, and I'm downstairs before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And by the time I get downstairs, my kids are on the couch. I'm like, what in the heck are y'all doing up? So they're sitting there, and I sit down next to my daughter, and I start thinking, you know, I'm running out of time very, very quickly, and I'm getting very, very emotional this morning, sitting next to them, holding both of my children, and I'm like, you know, one day, this is gone. Like, statistically, you look it up, you get the most amount of time between the ages of day 1 and 12.
Yeah.
And beyond that, they're just kind of like this friend.
Yeah, and then they turn into, oh, I want to do this after school activity. I want to do this activity.
Well, then they're adults and they want to have a career and they're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. They want to go live their own life and you're just left in the background.
That's my dad right now. He's not, I mean, he still has my sister for the most part, but she's at that point where she's got field hockey. She has lacrosse. She has this honor society. Dude, Kaylee is a nerd. She's got like a 4.3 GPA in Cat North. I'm like, how? Why? Where does this come from? But
she's trying.
Well, I know.
My daughter's a straight A student.
Kicking ass.
It's great. Good for her.
But anyway, I know my dad mourns the us not being there as much, but he loves the fact, like, when he, so my dad has off every other Friday for work just because of the way that his overtime schedule works. So every other Friday he takes off, and every once in a while Maylin will be over there. He's like, I love having a whole day just to sit there, play with her, giggle with her, take a nap with her, and anything we want to do, we can do it.
Right.
So he's been really enjoying that recently, and with this whole moving stuff, he's like, I really hope you guys don't move far away, because then you won't be over here as often, and I'll be really upset.
Dude, it's upsetting. Like, as a parent, like, people that don't have kids, they don't get it. You can't. You cannot understand what we go through as
appreciate parents. The people that aren't arrogant about it, of like, oh, well, I know what you're talking about, and like, they haven't had the kid, versus like, they could say, I can understand. Like, if you can tell me you understand and you're not being an ass about it, I get it. You know, because like, we always talk about Andy Frisella. He doesn't have kids.
No.
You know, but he wants to protect and support people who have kids.
That's good.
You know, like, you can hear that, like, when he talks about his nieces and nephews. You know, all I'll say is wood chipper.
Wood chipper. yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to stay focused on. It's a lot to manage. It's a lot to, you know what I think?
I love how this went from a focus episode to a life therapy.
Well, it is, but at the same time, I think it's important. I think a lot of people, they don't construct the dream life that they want. They just sit there and wish, and they don't actually take the time to sit down and
well, that and this has turned into crack cocaine.
He's holding his phone.
This device, our phones, has turned into crack cocaine for our mind, and we're allowing it to take hold and take over our life. And us consuming all the information, all the data, everything that's coming in through our phones. Oh, TikTok's going to be taken off because of whatever the...
Good.
Whatever. No.
Why?
So, TikTok is actually leaning right.
Oh, I understand in that sense.
Yeah, okay.
I was more saying in it, like, imagine
a world
without...
But no, it's not
without,
good. But think about it. It's not good.
Well, imagine a world without cell phones.
But if we're banning all of these apps, that's eliminating our free speech.
Well, I understand. I was more saying, imagine just getting rid of cell phones completely.
Yeah, it would be good.
Imagine no internet. Imagine no connectability to anything, and all you had was the air outside. Like, think about this. Look outside.
So internet does have a good space, though.
It does. I'm not saying it's negative. I'm saying just visualize this. 100 years ago, you look outside. There's no way for you to know anything. You don't know what's... So really, we all, really and truly, are actually all living in a internet matrix.
Yeah.
All of us, me included.
God damn it, Elon Musk, you were right.
We are. Because if you go outside and look at the trees and look at the stars and look at the moon and look at the sun and look at the grass and look at just simple cars driving around, right? You don't know anything.
Yeah.
You have nothing. And the thing that used to connect us was the mail. Maybe some
encyclopedias.
The newspaper. Like, that was breaking. Like, to be able to understand what was going on in the world.
Yeah.
So, really, in reality...
And even then, that's, what, 3 to 5 days late?
Yeah.
Depending on... Because it took so long to get...
Right. So, think about it. Like, every single thing we do is all focused inside this stupid little black phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like... You also have to learn to filter stuff.
Oh, because it's all fake.
Yeah.
No one puts bad stuff on the internet.
What do you mean?
I don't put bad stuff on the internet. Well, I kind of do once in a while.
I was going to make a comment, but I'm probably not going to.
Go ahead. Let it rip. It's the Life of Fascinating podcast. Say what you want.
Dude, CNN is the truth of everything.
You can think what you want. You're entitled to your thoughts. You're not entitled to the facts. CNN is a joke.
Man.
Well, honestly, Fox is a joke, too.
They all are a joke.
They're all just
a uniparty.
It seriously is. It is manipulation at its core. It's so scary. My goodness.
All right, let's wrap this one up here, and we'll go fire into a new one so that we can keep pushing the old ball down the road. Dude, these planes are ripping it off the freaking tarmac.
Isn't they cool?
I mean, they're going like 90.
I wish y'all you could hear it. It's going. I love the smell of jet fuel here. You could smell it. It smells like kerosene.
I can't smell shit.
Oh, COVID got you?
No, I just can't smell it. I've never actually had a good sniffer.
Really?
Yeah, I can smell like steak on a grill if I'm like up near it or like... This is one thing that really I can smell very well is... You know the smell of garden hose water?
Yep.
That lithium type smell?
Yep.
I can smell very well.
Interesting.
I can't smell very much else. Oh, the acid in the back too.
Okay. Well, all right. We're going to wrap this up, guys. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. We really appreciate you being here and sharing the show and supporting the show and all that kind of good stuff. Kyle and I put a lot of time and effort into it. And we hope that you join us for the next one.
Yeah. So check out the links below. Check out Carlson Coaching. You know, Nick's still doing that.
Mm-hmm. I got a call coming up in 9 days.
There it is.
Nice one. Good one. You got it coming out all ends of you today. I'm going to let one rip for you later. All right, guys. Have an awesome day. We'll catch you in the next one.
Don't miss me too much.
Mulch, mate.